Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Alcoholic Anonymous. Remember that AA? I mean, the part about being anonymous, that's really not the trend anymore. Maybe you're aware of this, if you're sober, that it went from a sober birthday to a sobriety anniversary to now a soberversary, where they're even selling merchandise for it on Amazon and Etsy. And it's a movement from a younger generation that is very open about becoming sober and staying sober. Jennifer Kingston is with us. Jennifer is the chief correspondent for Axios, and this is what's trending. Everybody is posting their soberversaries on here. Is this just coming about, or is this something that's been going on for the past couple of years, Jennifer?
Lisa, this is a growing trend that predates the pandemic, but probably got accelerated as people who were found themselves drinking too much and then trying to stop. The soberversary has emerged as a really meaningful milestone for a lot of people to mark however many years they've been able to quit alcohol and stay off of it. One woman I spoke to about the phenomenon of soberversary said it was more important to her than her birthday, and she tries to plan a big trip, a trip to Greece, a trip to the Dominican Republic to do it. People are seeing the soberversary hashtag on websites. Facebook has groups dedicated to it. People stand posing next to signs or balloons that show how many years they've been sober or how many months sometimes. And celebrities are catching on and bringing this to the fore. It's really been propelled by younger people accustomed to living their lives out loud, as opposed to the quiet anonymity, as you say, of Alcoholics Anonymous, where people have historically marked these kinds of important milestones, but in a very quiet and non-public way.
Because I think that's more reminiscent of that generation. They felt shame if they had a problem with alcohol that they felt was a battle, and they thought perhaps they could only celebrate those milestones with other people who were members of AA, because they've always had chips and key tags and medallions in that organization, right?
Right, absolutely. That goes way back. And that tradition continues with the public celebration of soberversaries, where as websites like Etsy, you can buy a greeting card, a sweatshirt, a coffee mug to reward a friend or family member who's celebrating a soberversary. The fact that these are coming out of the open, that people are actually having parties, getting together with friends to celebrate their important achievements, it's a meaningful cultural watershed. And people who struggle with alcohol or are trying themselves to get sober can see the successes of others. It lends dignity and respect to people who are in recovery. It helps people open up about their own struggles. And as one former drinker told me, it kind of normalizes sobriety and talking about addiction. It makes people feel less alone. This is a really positive trend, I think, Lisa.
Did it start with the dry January stuff? That seemed to, because everybody admittedly said they drank too much during the pandemic. They were home. They were drinking, and then came about dry January, where people are like, I'm going to abstain from alcohol for the month of January. And now we're seeing soberversaries. That's what we're talking about. And it really is people who are active on, anything from Facebook, which is not necessarily people of one certain age group, but Instagram definitely trends younger. And that's where I see a lot of these soberversaries. So the age group, do you know the demographic that is most likely to participate in these soberversaries?
I've reported a lot on issues like this. I would say the dry January tends to be the quote-unquote sober curious people who are trying to stop. There's also a trend of mocktails, alcohol-free cocktails. I think the soberversary trend is for people who really are confronting the fact that alcohol doesn't work for them. It's not a healthy part of their lives, and they want to get rid of it for good. you'll see people at recovery programs, addiction centers, counseling places, emphasizing the importance of marking your soberversary and really turning it into a holiday-esque type of celebration.
So we're
now,
at a point that it's appropriate then to buy one of these cards or find one of these coffee mugs and give it to that person in your life that you want to honor them and say, keep going. This is an amazing celebration.
It really is. It's a distinctly modern type of celebration. It kind of brings with it this unspoken joy that can only hint at the struggles and anguish that preceded it. One of the favorite things I came across while reporting this story on Amazon.com, you can buy a guest book for a soberversary party with two entries per page for guests to write a note of encouragement to the celebrants and congratulate them on the remarkable life achievement that sobriety has brought.
Interesting. Thank you for joining us. Oh, we just got a text message, and this is the viewpoint of one of our listeners that went on to say, my brother is an AA. He's been sober for 20 years. I witness his strength every time we're together. I've said to him, Anonymous, you should shout it from the rooftops that you're strong enough to be sober all these years. And I think that really captures everything you're saying and everything you covered in your article, that it is something to celebrate and you can champion the people around you who are doing that.
More and more people seem to be feeling that way these days, and it's a positive development for so many people who suffer. We're seeing celebrities, Chrissy Teigen, the Situation Sorrentino from Jersey Shore, everyone from Brad Pitt, Daniel Radcliffe, Bella Hadid, Miley Cyrus. So many celebrities have come out and spoken about their struggles with alcohol, and a lot of them go ahead and post about their soberversaries or mention it in media interviews. It really normalizes a problem that has too long had a lot of negative stigma attached to it.
Thank you for helping us understand that, Jennifer. We appreciate your call to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you. May I say the name of the number of the national helpline that the federal government operates? 800-662-HELP. If anyone is struggling with alcohol and thinking about getting sober, that's a good resource for them.
800-662-HELP?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
That's the SAMHSA National Hotline.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Then we're coming back and having a conversation with Steve Brine, a member of Parliament who also at one point was a WGN intern. That's next, but what's happening, Mary?